So I think it's really important that we begin discussing this mechanism, how the propagandistic device of feeding us lies, planting the people to say those lies, quoting those people, and then creating, quote unquote, havoc in the streets. I mean, they've done this over and over and over. And by preventing us from discussing how they create the disorder that supposedly is behind our turning fascistic, they can run this game endlessly. I think we know this by now. I think our ability to speak globally is such today that enough of us see this game. Those of us who do, it really, seeing bears responsibility, and we have to take that seriously. It's not something we can pass on to the next generation, because by then it is quite likely they will have eliminated the information that young people need to gain the understanding necessary to have the certainty to act. And they understand this this sequence of steps leading to action very well. And because they do, and because they're organized, they've been able to interrupt that process generation after generation. We can't let that happen now. Continuing with this article, the second key factor that supposedly they're using to measure the decline of democracy around the world was public openness to non-democratic forms of government, such as military rule. And all of this is very much skewed based on the, you know, the people they decide to cite, and based on the imposition using techniques like what they call austerity, which we've been calling manufacturing scarcity, by creating hardship and then at the same time stimulating divisions between us. The tendency, the pattern has been, because we haven't been able to talk and discuss, is for us to turn against each other. And then it's easy to roll out the notion that we need the strong state to manage this discord, which they themselves create. So this entire piece is based on not truth, but stories that power creates itself, feeds to the media, feeds to academia, that treat it as data, and then gives it a veneer of scientific veracity, which is propaganda used to continually keep us confused. So anyway, he says the second factor was openness to military rule. If people think that's what's going to create the order that will allow the oil to flow, the food to be in the markets, etc. And the third factor was whether, quote unquote, anti-systemic parties and movements, political parties and other major players whose core message is that the current system is illegitimate, were gaining support. And I comment here, this rhetorical device is key to power's whole propagandistic effort based in claiming the lexicon such that all roads lead back to the totalitarian state. It is the ideological counterpart to the global power guys' efforts right now to neutralize the threat posed to them by social media. And they might look at this as the need, quote unquote, to fix the technological infrastructure so that we can't do an end run around them. I.e., when they see us planning an escape by developing our thought process, as it is only words that keep us pinned, They attempt to take key concepts, and populist is another example, for instance, they redefined as essentially fascist, a page from Hitler's book. He too ran on a program that claimed to defend the common man, quote unquote. So they take key concepts, they attempt to take key concepts that help us with this project of breaking our mental chains, and in this case, the key concept, anti-systemic, and those who have been listening regularly know that this was the title, Anti-Systemic Movements is the title of a book written, a series of essays published as a book, Anti-Systemic Movements. These essays were papers presented by Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, and Emmanuel Wallerstein. And obviously that book, we have read large sections of it, almost the whole book, over the course of these shows, and I hope folks go back and listen to those excerpts from Anti-Systemic Movements and the discussion of them, because we want to get on, we don't want to be turned against each other by having the lexicon imposed on us, what we thought we were standing on pulled out from under us. So in this case, they attempt to define anti-systemic, stamp this word, power made and paid. Continuing, in the United States, Donald J. Trump won, of course, not so much, the presidential election by running as an anti-system outsider. And so here we have yet another word they want to define as fascist, essentially, since his program was, we are, also told, is fascistic. Continuing, and support for anti-system populist parties in Europe, such as the National Front in France, Syriza in Greece, and the Five Star Movement in Italy is rising. Unquote from Warning Signs Flashing Red for Democracies by Amanda Taub in the New York Times of November 29, 2016. The global state statesman buy up our means for intercommunication, for knowing each other globally, to forestall our linking, and to plant their fondest fantasies for what they wish we would believe, hoping to buy themselves time to finesse a mix of events that will permanently end our ability to think independently of them. So to have an accurate sense of our state of consciousness, we must flip their propaganda and trust what we know. We are waking up all over the globe.